Hello.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you
Hello.
for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Jessica. We're on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you with a claim?
No.
No,
No,
okay, and
I have not.
you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Yeah, gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Did you ever have any sort of like reoccurrence where it went to remission and then came back? Or was it one time?
Not yet. I don't, it hasn't happened yet.
Okay. And then you said you were the one that was diagnosed. Do you know what year, estimately, that you had the diagnosis?
2018.
2018.
Yeah, my husband and I both were going through medical problems. It didn't happen like right away. I was just sick and it wouldn't go away.
Oh gosh.
I went to, my husband died, but he
Oh.
didn't, it didn't have to do with Roundup. He got put on dialysis. So in 2018, just a bunch of horrible stuff was going on.
Gosh, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Were you spraying the Roundup at home or at work or both?
At home.
Home. Okay. And you were the one spraying it?
Yes.
Okay, so it would have been direct exposure. You personally sprayed. Were any other family members or neighbors also diagnosed with a lymphoma after using it?
I don't know because we moved. We were living in California at the time.
Oh, okay. No worries. And then, what was your age at time of diagnosis?
My age, dang, how old was I in 2018? 19, 20, 20, 23, 24. Oh my goodness, I was 43, maybe 44.
43 or 44. Okay.
I'm
And
50
then,
now, so February.
okay. And as far as the cities you sprayed it in or city, do you remember where it was that you were using it?
The city that I was using it? Yeah, Hemet, California.
Hemet? Okay.
ATMET.
Okay, perfect. And then let's see here. Do you know s and this is just best to your knowledge, but do you know what year you estimately first started using the product? Was it when you moved into a home? Anything like that?
I say around 2011, 2012, because that's when we moved to our home to begin with.
Okay. And then, what year did you stop using it, if you ever did?
Oh, I stopped after I got diagnosed in 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, but I had things going on, and
Okay, so roughly 7 total years then? Okay. And then, some of the questions here are a little bit repetitive, so I apologize in advance. But do you think you used the product for 10 days or more total?
Oh, yeah, way more than
Yeah.
that.
Okay. And then the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone
It's a smartphone.
or a landline? Smartphone. Okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then next year, I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. Please just let me know if you were diagnosed with any of these. You can give me yes or no's. Any HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
rheumatoid arthritis or diabetes?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Any other cancer that required chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
No.
Any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay.
Now, technically, I would say no, because I was given up for adoption. I don't know my family.
Okay. No worries. And then next here, the injured party information. So you said it was non-Hodgkin lymphoma for the main injury. And then can you spell your first name for me?
E-M-I-L-Y.
E-M-I-L-Y. Okay, perfect. And then your last name?
M-I-L-E-S.
M-I-L-E-S?
Yeah, Emily runs miles and miles.
Okay, perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And are you married?
I'm a widow.
Widow. Okay, thank you. And then what is your date of birth?
February 13th, 1974.
Okay, and then your social?
449-39-7724.
And again, date of birth was 2/13/1974.
Yes.
And then social 449-39-7724.
Yes.
Okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like a social media ad, TV, friend, family?
It was TV, but I didn't really put any much, you know, I didn't place much importance on it.
Okay. Do you know what year you saw that most likely? Just best to your knowledge.
Man, I don't know.
Okay. No worries. I could put in, I'm just going to put 2024. Because we have to insert something, so I'll just put that for now, since we're not 100% sure, and that's okay. And then next here, what is your height?
I'm 5'4".
5'4", and then your weight?
185.
Okay, and then what is your email address?
My first and last name, Emily Miles, 74 at Hotmail.
Okay. Thank you. And then the phone you're speaking on is your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then next here, the Roundup usage information. So you already gave me the start and stop dates here. You said 2011 to estimately 2018. You did spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, and then
yes.
Do you know how many times, estimately, again, best to your knowledge, how many times you use the product in a month?
Maybe, I'd say maybe about 24 times.
Okay, in a month. And then was it year round? Do you know how many months you were using it? 5, 6, year round?
Those weeds were pretty stubborn. I mean, like, the Roundup killed them, like, right away, but they sprouted back up.
Yeah, especially in California.
Yeah. Maybe 9 months out of the year.
Okay, let me do that math real fast. Would be 216 times.
Okay, because I know I didn't do it in the winter time. We had a problem with the HOA because we wouldn't water the lawn during the winter time. They're in a drought. The HOA shouldn't have been like that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But so I know for a fact that you know, during the winter time. I didn't spray it.
Okay. So like 216 times in a year, and then I'm gonna times that by the 7 years total, would be roughly 1,512 times. And then as far as the location where you sprayed it, it was just in California?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you using it for like lawn care and maintenance?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you were spraying it at home, so it would have been residential. Did you use any protective gear while applying it?
No, I didn't. I didn't know that I should. I didn't.
No worries. And then, let's see, did you ever get your drinking water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then do you remember what type of Roundup was being used? Like concentrated, premix, both?
Concentrated. I mixed it myself, so.
Okay. And then do you remember where you were purchasing it? Like Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart?
Yeah, I only went to Walmart Supercenter because it was right on the street. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. And then did you have any proof of purchases, like receipts or anything like that? If not, no worries.
I can probably get a...
Yeah.
All right. Probably, yeah, look on my banking accounts back for the past years.
Okay. Something. And do you have any old bottles still in your possession?
No.
Okay, no worries. And then have you ever been a cigarette smoker?
Excuse me?
Have you ever been a cigarette smoker?
Yes, I am a cigarette smoker.
Okay, how many years total have you smoked?
Oh, crap. Since I was 13, so we're going to go with 37 years.
37, okay. And then are you currently employed?
I'm disabled.
Disabled, okay. And did you lose any time from work due to surgery or treatment related to the condition?
No. Okay. I was disabled before then.
Okay. And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
And then you said you have filed for disability before?
I had filed. Yes.
Okay. And then any workers' compensation claims or bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And then other than minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then next here, the medical information. Do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Dr. Heather Allen.
Heather Allen. Mm-hmm. In what facility or hospital?
Mountain View Hospital.
Mountain View.
Mm-hmm.
In what city?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. We moved it here in 2018.
Okay. And is Mountain View on North Tenaya Way?
Yes, on Tenaya. Uh-huh.
On Tenaya, okay, thank you. And
I say Tenaya, but the true pronunciation is Tenaya. It's
Tenaya.
Weird.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's too many A's in. Yeah.
Did you have treatment there as well?
Yes.
You did. Okay. bear with me.
Yeah. All that stuff wasn't so bad. It was so bad is when they were telling me, you know, it's, you know, it caught it early, stage one, you know, all this stuff. I just felt like my body was like my enemy, and I'm stuck in it was, you know.
Aww. And do you remember what year you had treatment? Was it 2018 as well?
Yeah, it was 2018.
Okay. And then you would have a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's yes?
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Chemo, radiation, surgeries?
I did have chemo. I had, what did you call it?
Immunotherapy?
Immunotherapy.
That's it. Okay.
Goodness, yeah. I had, what are we talking about? I had a biopsy. Did you ask what kind of tests did I have?
What kind of treatment? So, like stem cell transplant, chemo, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I was hospitalized for 7 days. Just chemotherapy.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
5450 East Lake Mead Boulevard, number 105, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89156.
Okay. And again, it was 5450 East Lake Mead Boulevard, number 105, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89156?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Typically, we'd only reach out to them if we're unable to reach you. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yeah, my daughter would be great.
Daughter, does she live with you?
No.
No, okay. And we have permission to contact if needed?
Yeah.
Okay. And then bear with me. What's her name?
Her name is Kaylin, K-A-L-Y-N-N. Mm-hmm. Reese. R-E-E-S-E, like the candy.
It was, Reese. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so sorry, just to confirm, it was K-A-Y-L-I-N-N?
No. K-A-L-Y-N-N.
Okay, so sorry. And then her phone number?
702-675- 2094.
And again, it was 702-675-2094.
Yes.
Okay. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be right back. I'm going to just put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over to you. I'll be right back, okay?
Thank you.
Absolutely. One moment.